Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Demetrius Ivory, I don't know if they're doing any Matt cheers for you today, sir. Channel 9 meteorologist over at WGN-TV. We wanted to check in with you, Demetrius, and just see where are we on this storm. What's the latest?
More like witness protection today.
Hey, listen, your tweet is actually quoted in the Daily Herald today.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw this.
No.
It says, why this winter's snow forecasts keep flummoxing meteorologists. And Jake Griffin in the Daily Herald says, according to meteorologists he interviewed, the reason this storm particularly was hard to predict was because it happened on top of us rather than came into our area. It's literally forming over us. And then he says, some Chicago meteorologists poked fun at themselves Monday over forecasts that have not lived up to the hype this winter. 1 to 10 inches, book it, WGN meteorologist Demetrius Ivory said on Twitter, with an update model showing the storm moved to the south and most of Chicago being spared. But I thought that was a pretty funny and maybe frank tweet on your part. That was good social media.
Which still stands.
It still may be 1 to 10, huh?
Yeah, 1 to 10. Well, you know, I wanted to give folks an idea. This is what we came to work to and said, oh, well, okay, literally, I mean, if I was going to give the most accurate forecast, that's what I'd say, 1 to 10, potentially. You might get the 1, you might get the 10, but, you know, that's obviously not very useful, and folks would not appreciate getting a forecast like that, but that's how this storm was, or is, but it's not done yet. We still do run the risk of snow. We're going to have rain till it looks like sometime late afternoon, probably about 6 p.m., maybe a little sooner. It will start to change over to snow, and we are still expecting accumulation. I'd say O'Hare and north, maybe 2 inches. South of O'Hare, as you get through Cook County, maybe 2 to 3. And then as you get into northwest Indiana, the potential is going to be there for 4, maybe 5 inches of snow. So really, I mean, kind of cut the numbers in half, right, from what we were thinking yesterday. But I still do think we're going to get some accumulation.
Cut them in half. And also maybe some people won't get any at all if they're to the north, right?
Yeah, I think McHenry County, Lake County, our Wisconsin areas, probably, you know, you're not going to get much. Maybe a little grassy accumulation. It's all going to be south. This storm moves south. The models kind of got a hold of it, that happening Sunday night. And that's how computer models are. I mean,
so let's say it like this. Some people are.
That's how. Yeah, let her talk for.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but.
The models have kind of moved everything south. So now we kind of have a good idea that it's south, but it's not going to come back north. So yeah, maybe 5 inches south, but maybe nothing north.
Is everybody going to get rain, though? We're all going to get some precip?
We are looking at rain, which is coming our way, it'll start to change. Right now, our temperatures are down in some areas. You know, it's interesting. Near Lansing, we're sitting in the mid-30s, but near O'Hare, we're nearly at 40 right now. So what happens is when you're talking about air that has a lot of moisture in it over top, it drops the temperatures a little bit. So I think as soon as we start to see some precip, some rain starting to develop, which should happen very soon, then we're going to start to see that temperature dropping. And I do think maybe for the drive home, hopefully after that, we'll start to change over to snow with some accumulation coming our way tonight.
Yeah, well, downtown Chicago, I mean, you know where I am. In 303 East Wacker, I'm just off the river and a couple blocks from the lake. So I'm right on the lake. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking out onto the lake, and it's a light gray sky, but it doesn't look like there's any rain in that. I mean, it looks kind of pleasant downtown right now.
Yeah, right now it looks okay. But the system is going to continue to bring in more moisture at the higher levels. And then don't forget, the lake effect is still... Lake effect has been our trusty friend all season, you know. It has not been very significant, but it'll at least in many areas tick us up to that inch, maybe 2 inch number so that we can live with ourselves by tomorrow morning. But don't forget, there's going to be some lake effect cloud cover, which will be coming in off the lake, in from the east later today and tonight. So enjoy the kind of mixed skies right now. It's not going to stick around for very
still going to be colder, though, later in the week. I mean, we thought if it did snow, it would stay for a while. It's still going to be colder, right?
Yeah, still going to be colder. I got 18 as a low temperature on Thursday morning, mid-20s Thursday afternoon. I did raise Friday and Saturday into the Friday's up to the mid-20s. Saturday, I put up to 31. I had 28 there yesterday. And Sunday, nearly 40. I had 35 there yesterday. So you're right on the money. Without the snow, I ticked all my numbers up by about 3 degrees into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, really? Because without the snow on the ground, then it's just not going to be as cold around here?
Yeah, you know, the snow is going to reflect away a lot. The snow would reflect away a lot of the sun's energy. And also, it just kind of keeps you, you know, obviously, it's an insulating, it insulates itself and it's cold. So, so without that reflection from the snow, I think that we get up into the upper 30s, maybe even 40 by Sunday.
708 just texted in, Demetrius. In from Chicago, I'm a truck driver. I'm down in Peoria right now, I guess, and it's coming down pretty good in Peoria, obviously a couple of hours south of here. No snow near Midway, says the texter. Got a call from my wife in Crete around 8 a.m., further south still, and it had started snowing there. So some people are getting precipitation in our listening area right now, huh?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, southern Cook County, I'm looking at the satellite radar now. Southern Cook County, I think it's just south of Midway. That is snow. Peoria is getting snow, and it's getting it pretty good, like you said at this time. Boy, I wish I could nudge that up 50 miles to the northeast.
No. Well, I want everybody to be right, but if we're going to be wrong and it's not going to snow a foot during rush hour, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's true. But western Cook County all the way through DuPage County, those areas, to almost Peoria, there's a little pocket where temperatures are warm enough where it's rain, but it's not going to stay like that. So be prepared for a slow rush hour either way. I mean, I think north of Chicago, you may not have a big issue with it. But heading south, heading along I-80, yeah, be prepared for snow this evening.
Yeah, it sounds like some folks are getting some already. Another texter, it's snowing, but it's not sticking in Crete. Again, just due south of the city. Demetrius Ivory over at Channel 9, WGN-TV. Thanks for your time as always, Demetrius.
Thank you very much.
Yep, we like talking to him.